flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he doesn't want me, but his friend does. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 27 years old, and my boyfriend and I recently broke up after dating for 7 years. He is 15 years older than I am, and over the years, we grew apart because of our age difference. One of his friends stepped in to comfort me after he heard us arguing in public. He's 16 years older than I am, but he's young at heart, and he knows all of the TikTok dances. He said he is drawn to me, and he feels like we connected better than I could ever connect with my ex. That was very true. We've been having sex for the past few weeks, and he treats me very well. He calls to say good morning, and we fall asleep on the phone together most nights. That's how I know he's over his wife. As soon as she goes to bed, he'll call me to come over to my place to say goodnight. It is fun sneaking around with him. We both have a lot to lose if we get busted. He'll be in divorce court and I'd be out on the street because my ex pays my rent. My lease is in his name because I was barely 21 when I moved. He doesn't trust me to pay the rent myself. He treated me like a child that he had to raise. That's why his friend is so much better for me. My mom agreed that I should hang on to my ex's money and keep his friend on the side for fun. The only issue is that my ex called me late at night a few times and he wanted to come by. I can't let him do that because his friend is at my place a lot. My mom taught me that men can tell if another man has been in his house. Last night, my ex said he misses me and wants to fix things with me. I have history with my ex, but I'm having fun with his friend. Is this crazy to try to juggle both of them? No, you know it is. You know that it is. This letter is trifling. Everyone in this letter is trifling and putting their lives in danger at this point. Everyone. Well, maybe everyone except for your ex. Your mom is wrong for encouraging you in this foolishness, keeping your ex for his money and then his friend for the fun. I mean, your ex's best friend is wrong too, because either his current wife or your ex could catch you guys. And then what? And then here's you. You're wrong most of all because you're bringing another man into this house that your ex pays for and all of this. I mean, this letter just has disaster written all over it. You say it's fun sneaking around with him, and it might be fun. Who's going to lie about that? It might be fun. Until it's not, till they find out and it's not. But you don't understand that you're playing with fire and you could get burned from your ex or his friend's wife. Your ex's friend is not really his friend, and he's just out for what he can get from you. And you're letting him have it every night, it sounds like. But I gotta say to you, please leave this married man alone, young lady. None of this, the money or the sex, is worth it. None of it. Steve? What? Say it.
Girl.
There you go.
You know, this letter is filled with just bad information. Just very, very bad information on so many levels. Let me take you through this. I'm 27 years old. My boyfriend recently broke up with me after dating. He's 15 years old. He's 42. Now, one of his friends stepped in to comfort me after he heard us arguing in public. He is 16 years older than me. That make him 43. But he's young at heart. He knows all the TikTok dances. Okay, let's stop right here.
I knew it.
You mean to tell me that you finna base this relationship on a 43-year-old man that know all the TikTok dances? Who is this clown? Hey, man, let me ask you something. What full-grown man you know of responsibility about his business, mid-40s, that know all the TikTok dances? I'm a little bit different, so you can't use me as an example, because I didn't even know they had TikTok dances.
What?
Let alone know them. And all of them, how many of them is it?
A lot.
Well, who got that kind of time? Also, he said he's drawn to me and he feels like we connected better than I could ever with my ex. Oh, he's saying all the right things. She said, that's very true. We've been having sex. Now, see how I love when these letters just take a jump. We've been having sex for the past few weeks and he treats me really well. Then this is how she introduced information. Like, you know, and, you know, he feels like we connect better than I ever could with my ex. Okay. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
And treats me very well. Hold on. I'm trying to find something in the letter. That's very true. Okay, here we go. These are the jumps he makes. He said he's drawn to me and he feels like we connected better than I could ever connect with my ex. That's very true. Here's the jump. We've been having sex for the past few weeks and he treats me very well. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
He calls me to say goodnight as we fall asleep on the phone together most nights. Ready for the jump? That's how I know he over his wife.
Right.
Girl, where this story going? You on the rebound. You have great rebound skills. If you was in the NBA, you'd be Dennis Rodman.
Hang on, Steve.
You right rebound there. Really well.
We're going to stop you right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject: he doesn't want me, but his friend does. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. He doesn't want me, but his friend does.
This woman is 27. She has a boyfriend that's 15 years old and her makes him 42. They've been falling apart and growing apart, she said, because of our age difference. And one of his friends stepped in to comfort her after he heard him arguing in public one time. He's 16 years older, which makes him 43, but he's young at heart because he know all the TikTok dances. I'm so damn confused. Now one of my friends know a TikTok dance.
But you don't watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, but one of the stars on there, Chris Fletcher and his wife Nell, Chris Fletcher is a TikTok dance star. He is. Just so throwing that out there so you'll know.
You haven't lived, sir.
Yeah.
So there.
Ooh, yeah. I bet he balling.
He is, though.
He is.
Doing
and he can dance.
But, okay, I don't care if you can. What you win? What, how much that pay? What the check? I'm so. Anyway, then she goes on to say, he said he's drawn to me and he feel connected better than I could with my ex. And that's very true. Then here's the big jump. We've been having sex for the past few weeks and he treats me really well. He calls me to say good morning and we fall asleep on the phone together most nights. Ready for the next jump? That's how I know he over his wife. Girl, what?
Really now? Really?
What? Now to get it, you ready for this one? As soon as she goes to bed,
yeah,
he'll call me to come over to my place to say goodnight. It is fun sneaking around with him. Fun is the key word here, because fun is an acronym.
Oh.
And if you base your life around fun at a certain age, you find out once you keep having fun, there's a time limit to fun. Because everything that's fun, if you do it too long, it becomes an acronym. F-U-N.
Yeah.
It's effed up now. That's what fun means. Fun means it's effed up now. And this is a perfect example. She said, we both have a lot to lose. Now, you're in a relationship to lose. This is stupid. If we get busted, he'd be in divorce court and I'd be out on the street. See, there's no purpose here. He'd be in divorce court and you'd be out on the street because your ex pays your rent. My lease is in his name because I was barely 21 when I moved. He doesn't trust me to pay the rent myself. He treated me like a child that he had to raise. That's why his friend is so much better for me. His friend don't pay your rent. His friend just come over to say goodnight after his wife fall asleep. You said it's so much fun sneaking around with him. How long you think this going to? How long you think this finna be fun?
Her mom agreed, though.
Here we go now. My only issue is that. Okay. Oh, okay. Here it is. That's why my friend, his friend is so much better for me. My mom agreed that I should hang on to my ex's money and keep his friend on the side for fun.
Ooh, come on, mama.
Your mama stupid.
Come on, mama.
Man, you got a dumb mama. You know, parenting. Ain't you glad you had the parents you had? Your mama would not give you this advice. But your mama's stupid. My mama agreed I should hang on to my ex's money and keep his friend on the side for fun. My only issue is that my ex called me late at night a few times and he wanted to come by. I can't let him do that because his friend is at my place a lot. My mama taught me that men can tell, but your mama, you got a hell of a teacher. My mama taught me that men can tell if another man has been in his house. Last night, my ex says he misses me and wants to fix things with me. I have history with my ex, but I'm having fun with his friend. Is it crazy to try to juggle both of them? Girl, you're not finna juggle both of these.
Juggling you.
You're not finna juggle these two men. You don't have the skill set to do that. Your advice is coming from your mama. Your mama's stupid. Your mama is leading you down a dark path. No way your mama is married to your daddy. I'm going to tell you this right now. Your mama, I bet your mama know at least 3 TikTok dances.
Yeah.
You ain't going to make it because you playing by some stupid rules. All of y'all need new definitions. This ain't your boyfriend's friend. They not really friends. This ain't your man. He belongs to someone else. You the chick on the side. There is no future with you. It's just a matter of time for this blow up. And like I said, you are an expert rebounder because that's all this is. If you was in the NBA, you'd be Dennis Rodman. Little girl, if you don't stop this right now, your next letter to us will be better than this letter. Please write us and keep us informed of what your next strawberry letter, because it will be better than this one. Steve, you were right.
You can comment on today's strawberry letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.